Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And it's January. It's January 2022. January for a lot of people, including myself, means like a fresh start. I don't know what it is. It's just the first month of the year. You got to start fresh. And so as corny as it sounds, new year, new you. Yes, I believe it. I'm all about it. And so for the past few years, every January, I focus every single show during the month on new year, new you. And so we're kicking it off with some nutrition and weight loss. And I think it's something that comes to mind for a lot of people. You know, you're just coming off of the holidays and let's get real. You probably weren't watching what you're eating and you're indulging and you're stuffing your face and you're probably drinking, right? So weight loss is like, oh, I gotta get back on the wagon. I gotta lose some weight. I gotta get fit. I gotta get healthy. And so I thought, who better to have on the show with me than Emily Berkness, WW coach and mama of four. Emily, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm great.
Emily, like, I don't know about you. Okay, you're a WW coach. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm going to get into that in a second, but that means that nutrition is a big part of your life and your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So before we jump into that stuff, I just want to know, how was your holidays? How are your holidays?
Well, I have to be honest, they were a little bit different this year. I usually go into the holidays with the same mindset as I have most months. You know, I try to find that balance. And I feel like I achieved that this year, mostly in part to, you know, current health restrictions in the area, shall we say, you know, different things like that, getting sick with my kids. We survived though. We made it through the holidays. It's January. I'm happy to be here. That's all I can say.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy to hear that. And for everyone listening at home, they're probably wondering, I bet you a lot of people know exactly what WW coach means. Uh-huh. Yeah. But maybe there's some people that don't know. So fill everyone in that is probably wondering, WW, what?
Yeah. So if you maybe you're unfamiliar with the term WW, it's Weight Watchers. I mean, if you are familiar with Weight Watchers, that's what Weight Watchers has become, WW. And I am a WW coach, which means I get to coach members on their own weight loss and their wellness journeys. I am actually a WWD360 coach, which is like a new offering WW has, where we are creating all sorts of fun content that is going to encourage you, inspire you, educate you, help you with whatever health goals you might have.
And you know what? I think that's awesome because in this day and age, everything has gone virtual.
Yeah.
Everything's gone virtual. We're in lockdown again here in Toronto. I know you're in Vancouver.
I'm sorry. I heard. I know.
Yeah. It's not the best news. But we're in lockdown here and it sucks. Mm-hmm. It really, really sucks. But part of that lockdown also means gyms are closed. Mm-hmm. Gyms are closed. We can't go to places that we'd normally go to. The kids are back at home with us. How much fun is that? So having that virtual option, I think is huge. And I think it's key because when you're on this kind of journey and this lifestyle, you need all of that support. Oh, yeah. And it's hard to do it on your own at home with zero help whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And WW, not only do we have these amazing coaches, I mean, I think I'm pretty amazing, but there's more than just me.
I think so too.
There's more than me. We also have like an incredible app like this. I don't know, Pina, if you have seen the WW app lately, but it's really amazing. It takes so much of the work out of, you know, figuring out what foods are going to help you feel good. It's got that community like you were talking about. You can go on your app anytime, day or night, whenever fits for you. Or whenever you need that kind of little break from whatever chaos is happening in your house. I know for me, I do. Yeah. I definitely use it as an escape. It's something that I can control in that moment. And I get on there and I get everything that I need. It's like a tool in feeling my best. So I love it. You know what? I'm biased, but I love it.
I haven't been on the app in a while, but I will tell you that I am a lifetime WW member.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a big accomplishment. That's a big accomplishment.
Don't say congrats just yet because I'm not at goal weight.
Doesn't matter. So, that's if you know anything about me, I don't care about goal weights. That is not my focus. I am not at my goal. If you can't see, but I'm putting air quotes. I'm not at my goal weight. I don't believe in that. So I say it's okay. It's all good. If you came to me and said, "Hey, I'm a lifetime member, but I'm not my goal weight," I say, "Hey, I'm so happy to meet you. I don't care if you're not your goal weight."
I love it. I love it. Yeah. So I haven't seen the new app or the new program, which I want to ask you about in a little bit later on, mm-hmm. but I have to say that it is an amazing program. And I lost, I lost like 26 pounds on it. Wow. Yeah. And it was life-changing. And I think that like going into the new year, you know, a lot of people are just like, okay, you know what? I've got that motivation. I've got that drive. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you get more motivation and drive in January than any other time of the year. I don't know what it is.
I think it's a fresh start. I think people love the feeling of a fresh start.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I know that like some people, you'd probably think like, oh no, like, wouldn't it be spring because you want to get mm-hmm. beach body ready and stuff like that. But no, like for me, it's like, it's always January.
Well, because then you think it takes time to get that beach body, right?
Yeah. I know. I can't do it in 2 months.
No, I can't either. So I need from January.
You need 6 months out. Like, you got to put in the work. You got to put it in. But yeah, there's something about it. And I don't know. Like, it just, I like that fresh start. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, starting things on a Monday. I like starting, you know, goals at the beginning of the year. I don't know. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I spoke
about this last week on the show with uh-huh. Miranda Malisani, who was supposed to join us today, but wasn't able to. But we spoke a little bit about resolutions. Now I want to ask you. Yeah.
Do you have any? I don't have any big ones. I say that with like such joy in my heart because
I think it's amazing.
For so many years, I was like approaching every year was like, okay, this is the year I lose weight. This is the year I lose weight. This is the year I like eat better. And I'm so happy that I'm going into January feeling like, oh, I'm at this place of balance. I'm really happy with how I'm eating and how I'm moving. But one thing that I really would love to work on this January and in 2022 is my sleep, because it's not that I have trouble falling asleep. I have trouble actually like putting myself to bed. So I am going to really work on that, getting sleep, because I know when I get a good night's sleep, the next day is so much easier when it comes to like dealing with my kids, dealing with house, dealing with work, everything. Getting to bed early sets me up for success. So I'm really going to work on that. That's my New Year's resolution. Better sleep.
And you know, I think that that's a great one because I have problems sleeping. It's same thing as you, getting to bed. Mm-hmm. I work late. Like, I work for myself. So I'm constantly up working. And then I don't get, like, sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night. So sleep is key, especially actually for, it's one of the major like pillars, health pillars, right? Like,
oh yeah.
It's one of the four pillars.
Oh, for WW. Yeah.
Yeah. Know? So it's big. So well, I like that.
I mean, think about how you feel when you wake up tired. If you get up in the morning, you're tired. You not only do you not have the energy it's going to take to do all the things you need to do, but also it really affects your decision-making abilities. And I know for me, if I'm tired, I don't make the right choices.
No.
Of the foods I eat. I'm not going to prioritize my like activity. I'm probably going to sit there scrolling my phone because I'm too tired to do anything. So it's just like it puts you behind the eight ball before you even get up.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. And then like, you've got all this other stuff that you got to deal with, right? So then you become irritable, like
right.
towards your kids yeah. because you're homeschooling them because you're in lockdown again. But it is. So I'm glad that you said sleep, because that's something on my list too. It's something that I'm constantly working on, sleep, mm-hmm. you know? And you're a mama of four. Mm-hmm. You're a mama of four, between the ages of like 4 and 9. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, okay. For those of you guys listening at home and you're like, oh, I don't know that I can kick off my nutrition journey, my health journey, you know, shed those pounds that I've been wanting to mm-hmm. shed. Hello, we've got Emily here. If she can do it with four little ones, anyone can do it. And Emily, how much have you lost on your journey?
I've lost close to 50 pounds since my fourth was born when I started WW.
That's amazing.
Thanks.
Amazing. Congratulations. I'm going to clap for you.
Oh, thank you.
You go. You know, it's not easy to do because it's so easy for us to pick up, you know, just especially as busy parents. I'm not even going to say busy moms. I'm going to say busy parents. It is so easy for us to just like grab food on the go, food that is not the healthiest for us, that may satisfy us in that moment, but will not keep us full and give us the fuel, you know, to provide us with the energy we need for the day. We are talking all about weight loss and nutrition on the show today. It's part of the January New Year, New You series right here on The Parenting Show. Don't go anywhere because we'll be back with more right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Now back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show. You are listening to us right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. We are talking about nutrition and weight loss on the show today. It's the start of a new year. And many, many of you, I'm sure, have a resolution that involves some weight loss, eating healthier, getting healthier. And so with me, I brought on Emily Berkness. She is a WW coach, mama of four, and just all around amazing woman.
So what Emily, an introduction.
There, listen, it's The Parenting Show. That's how we do it here. We like, you know,
well,
push
yeah.
everyone up.
I love it because my kids don't hype me up. So I need a little bit of hype up. I love this.
Oh, we're all about the support here on The Parenting Show. We love our guests and our friends of the show. Emily, before the break, I was saying that like being a parent is like not the easiest job. We all know that. Mm-hmm. I've got three kids, you've got four. And so sometimes when it comes to like nutrition, we need quick, easy, convenient foods. Mm-hmm. And when you think of those three things, they don't necessarily fit into the category of healthy.
I know. Well, that they kind of, the idea of quick and easy convenience kind of got a bad rap, right? Because for me, my kids are picky and I usually go for those things. So we are hitting drive-thrus. We are eating fishy crackers. We are having some chicken nuggets. Like that is what my kids want. And I had to learn that I need to make myself a priority when it comes to what I'm eating as well. Yes. So does that mean I still don't lean on those convenience items? I still do. I mean, I still got a freezer full of convenience items because that's what is going to make my day easier. But I just kind of plan for myself as well. So that includes a lot of batch cooking. I love, you know, Sunday. I don't love it. I don't love batch cooking, but I love having that convenience throughout the week. So making a big pot of turkey chili, something that I can throw in the fridge and just, you know, grab when I need something quick.
And you know what? I think that that is key. Listen, I don't like to batch cook.
No,
I don't. I think there's probably like less than a handful of people I know in my life that thoroughly enjoy it and can say, I love it, you know?
Yeah.
But I do love the convenience of then having that food accessible and just easy to like open the fridge, grab or in the freezer. And then there you go. There is a dinner because I prepped it, you know, ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's part of that planning that we need to do when it comes to our health and to our, you know, when it comes to nutrition as well and weight loss. It's like just putting, dedicating some of that time aside to look at things and say, okay, I know that it's maybe going to take up a little bit of time right now and I need to plan this and think it through, but in the long run, what is it going to do for me?
Mm-hmm. It's also like it's investing in yourself.
Absolutely.
Right. It's yes, you're taking time from your Sunday, Monday, whenever it is, but you're getting that time back later in the week. And also it's taking away that decision that you're having going to have to make. Maybe when you're super hungry, maybe when emotions are really high, you're running around, it's harder to make a choice that's going to be like more helpful for you on your own weight loss or wellness journey. So having that prepped, ready to go, you don't have to think about it, just grab it. And then I don't know about you, Pina, but when I'm hungry, like I will make incredible choices that I did not mean to, right? So just getting that hunger out of the way and then going on with your day.
You know what? It's so true. Also, do you find that when you eat healthier, just like everything goes along with it and you just, mm-hmm. you feel good, like mentally, like you can actually focus better.
Yeah.
Things aren't like foggy and blurry and you're not tired and sluggish.
Yeah.
You know, actually, so.
Yeah. I talk about that a lot, actually. So like I said, I'm a WWD360 coach and I'm constantly creating like this content to, you know, inspire and encourage and all this whatever stuff. But I talk about the idea of momentum versus motivation. So what you just said, when you eat healthy, you just feel like everything else seems to go better and you feel better and you want to make the next great choice. Well, we talk about how that is momentum. So once you make one choice that makes you feel good, you're going to feel confident and you're going to feel ready to make another choice. So really, we're heading into January. I know so many people are feeling super motivated, but we know that like that motivation doesn't really last a lot of the time. So that's why I love to encourage people to build that momentum with their behaviors so that they keep feeling good. They keep feeling like they want to make the next choice that's going to help them on their own journey.
And you know what? They say that it takes 21 days to create a habit. So if you can get through those first 21 days, mm-hmm. you will be in a good place.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be in a great place. And it's just starting by making like small, different little choices when it comes to, okay, am I going to go through the drive-thru and grab a burger? Or do I have everything at home and I'll be home in like 15 minutes and I have everything prepped for an amazing salad mm-hmm. and I grilled some chicken breast ahead of time, or I've got some tuna or some other kind of protein that I can throw on it with some healthy fats. You know what I mean? It's just like, and that's going to sustain me.
Yeah, definitely.
Go for the burger in the moment. It's going to taste fantastic. I'm not going to lie to you guys at home. It's going to taste fantastic. But how, like, what is that going to do for you?
Yeah.
And you're then, you know, hungry in no time.
I mean, I've hit that drive through. I've got a burger before. Let's be
don't
honest.
Get me wrong. Like it's the truth, like we've all been there and we still do it on occasion and there's nothing wrong with that.
No. And that's what I was going to say is you have to have that self-compassion piece, because when we go into January thinking I'm going to be perfect, I'm going to lose 15 pounds this month. And then we go through the drive through, we grab that burger, we eat it in our car and we feel like garbage after. You need to have that self-compassion. You need to be kind to yourself and say, hey, you know what? It's okay.
But you just said something that's key. You feel like garbage after.
Yeah.
And that is something that I've been noticing a huge difference in myself. Like in the moment you're like, yes, like I need this grease and this is great and it tastes amazing. But then afterwards you feel like garbage. And then make note of the foods that actually make you feel good mm-hmm. versus the foods that make you feel like garbage. Like, do you really want to continue having those? I'm not saying to like get off of them completely and never touch them or look at them again in your life, because honestly, I think those restrictions are unrealistic and unattainable.
Well, okay. Here's an example. You guys have a bunch of restrictions in Toronto right now. They tell you can't go to the gym. What do you want to do?
Go to the gym.
I haven't been to the gym in 4 years, but yeah, now that you tell me I can't go to the gym, I want to go to the gym.
I want to go now.
So I know. So if you tell me that I can't eat something, that's all I'm going to think about. So we can't have a mindset around restricting ourselves. We have to think, okay, I'm going to eat foods that make me feel good. Am I never going to have a burger again? Absolutely not. I'm going to have a burger, but am I going to have a burger every day? No, because I know how that makes me feel. And that's what I've really found. You know, Pina, I created a Venn diagram, and I don't know if you're into Venn diagrams. It's so cheesy. It's so nerdy, but I love looking at it like foods that make me feel good, like physically, and then foods that I love, right? So we've got on the foods that we love, we got burgers, we got nachos, you know, we have, I like eggs.
Please tell me you got pizza on there.
I have pizza. I love pizza. Yeah. And then foods that make me feel good, right? We got celery, we got Greek yogurt, we got, you know, all the healthy stuff. The key is to find those like intersecting circles, the foods that I love, but also the foods that make me feel good. Because that's that's where you want to be. You know, 90% of the time you want to be eating foods that you love and also make you feel good. I mean, I think we've all been on
this sorry to cut you off, yes. but now I need to see this. Do you have it on your Instagram or anything
I
like
do.
That?
I do. Yeah, you can look at it on my Instagram. It's okay, one of my
what's
proudest
your Instagram?
Moments.
Throw it out there for us.
My Instagram is, hey, I'm Emily B.
Okay, everyone, yeah. go check it out. We're going to go look for this now. Well, and then we're going to create our own. That's, our
that's what I want. I want you guys to create your own because I think that we've all tried to go on this diet where it's like, okay, I'm only going to eat tuna and celery. And then by day two, you're like, I don't like celery. I don't like celery. I don't like plain Greek yogurt, but I forced myself to eat it a lot of the time because I thought that this is what I needed to do to lose weight. And what I've learned with WW is that you don't need to do that. Nothing is off the menu. So, I mean, we just came, I don't know if you were gonna ask me this, but we just came up with a new food plan from WW.
Yes, and I want to hear about it because I know that it switches up like every year. It's with the latest mm-hmm. science, like that's yeah. the thing about WW. Let me just put it out there. A lot of people think like WW from the 90s, you know, their aunts and their moms and they're counting their points. And it's just like, no, can't have this, can't have that. Right. And you're having cabbage soup all day. It is not that. Let me just make it clear. It is not that whatsoever. There's actually a team of scientists that are behind it and the formulation and the algorithms that go into figuring out point values for all the foods. Emily, what is going on with the new one? I need to know.
Well, I mean, I know you said you're not at your goal weight, but you are a lifetime member. I would encourage you, Fina, to get back on it because we have just launched Personal Points. And this is the most personalized program ever, which means you don't have to eat what someone else is eating or what someone else tells you to eat. At WW, we have for the past few years had 0 point foods, which are great because these are the foods that you're going to lean on. They're the foods that, you know, they're good for you. They whatever. But sometimes I never loved them. I didn't love the celery. I didn't love the nonfat plain Greek yogurt. But now you are going to get a list of personalized 0 point foods based on what you love. So you're going to go into the app. We have a personal points engine, we call it, and based on what you like to eat, how you move, all that sort of things, you are going to get your own personalized plan. And so for me, that's been great because I am now leaning on foods that I love. Like I have air popped popcorn as one of my 0 point foods. So that's my go-to snack. I know it makes me feel good. I know I like it. I put a little bit of seasoning on it. It's a great way to, you know, when I got the munchies at night or whatever, that's what I get to eat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Yeah. And so the algorithm has changed a little bit too. The algorithm on how we, you know, come up with what a personal point is. Mm-hmm. We are taking all of the guesswork out of it for you. So we are going to be helping you go in a direction as far as food goes, foods that make you feel good, foods that taste good, foods that are just like good for your body. And I was telling you before, Pina, it's like sometimes we think, I know this stuff. I know I should be eating, you know, more lean protein, more veggies, more fruit. We just kind of take that guesswork out of it for you.
I love it because honestly, it's like I said, it's a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's not a diet. You know, and I think that that's what WW does for its members is that it arms you with all the tools that you need to make healthier choices for yourself. And in turn, you start to make those healthier choices for the whole family. Because let's get real. Like, you know what I mean? It's the parents that are doing the cooking. It's the parents that are doing the grocery shopping. So we lead by example when it comes to our kids. It's not like, you know what I mean? We've got our 4-year-olds in the kitchen. I wish we did. I wish they were in the kitchen.
Oh, my four-year-old's in the kitchen. He had the knife last night.
Oh, yes.
He was alone in the kitchen with a knife. So I don't know.
Emily, you are my kind of mama. Yeah. Like, that's all I'm going to say. You're my kind of mama. It's real, real, raw, like mom parent talk right here on the Parenting Show today. But it's true. Like, WW arms you with all these tools that you need, and it's realistic, and it's not. I will stress this. It is not a diet. It's not like you can have this, but you can have that. You can have this, but you can have that. And you know what I really love about it is that I love rewards.
Yeah.
And you get rewarded.
You do.
I love my kickboxing. So when I go kickboxing, I get rewarded and I get, you know, some more points to add to my day.
So we are going to reward you for the things that you are doing that already make you feel good. So if you do your kickboxing, you track that in the app, you're going to actually add more points to your day, which means you can have your glass of wine at the end of the night. No guilt, no shame. You have the points for it. You drink your water, you're going to add points. You add those non-starchy veggies to your day, you're going to add points. So yeah, we are all about rewarding those healthy behaviors.
Rewards. Because let's get realistic. Tell me there's not one of you guys listening at home that didn't love getting a sticker from your teacher when you were a kid. You know, I will still take a sticker now. I'm just saying, I'm just telling you, we're talking health, nutrition, weight loss on the show today. Don't go anywhere because we'll be back with more right here on The Parenting Show. Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And with me, I've got Emily Berkness, WW coach, mama of four, and recovering serial dieter. Emily, what is that about?
Well, you know, I'm 36 now. I'm 36 now.
Amazing.
Thank you. But I grew up in this era where you had to be on a diet. Like, I mean, I was probably 12 years old and I was on a diet. Yeah, I can see you nodding your head. Yes, you probably have been there. I have tried every diet under the sun because what was my ultimate goal? I wanted to be skinny. I wanted to be skinny and I wanted to fit into the clothes I wanted to fit into. So I spent all of my teens, most of my 20s when I wasn't pregnant, on some kind of diet. And that really led me to have this like all or nothing mindset. So I was either doing the cabbage soup diet or I was hitting the drive-thru every day. Like, honestly, there was no in between for me. I would see whatever was trendy, whatever someone I knew had lost a bunch of weight on. I was like, okay, I'm doing it. I went on a smoothie diet, but it was a smoothie and a juice diet. I didn't have a juicer. So I used to like put carrots in I would drink like a carrot smoothie. It was disgusting. But I was like, I have to lose weight, right? This is what I'm supposed to be doing. As a woman, I need to be always trying to lose weight. So I was doing every crazy diet there was.
Every fad diet.
Every fad diet I tried.
I know about the cabbage soup. I remember, do you remember? There was a fast food. Yeah, I would consider it a fast food chain. And they had a spokesperson who had lost so much weight and then they affiliated themselves with the Atkins diet. Mm-hmm. Right now, the keto diet. And like, I'm just like, no, I'm not about it. And you know what the thing is that you see everyone do these diets and they get results and you're like, whoa, they drop some weight. And then you look at them a little bit later on and you're like, now they're heavier. Heavier than they were when they first started that diet. It's not realistic, you know? And that's why I think it's so important that we have this conversation on the show today with us being at the beginning of January. And let's get real. This is something that is on the mind of many, many people. I either want to lose weight. I want to feel good. I want to be healthy, like something along those lines, right? Mm-hmm. And it's all about the journey. And it's all about a lifestyle. It's not about like, okay, I'm going to do this and it's a quick fix. You just said it yourself. You're a recovering.
Yeah.
It's constantly something that we're dealing with.
Well, I still feel that, I still feel sometimes that temptation to do whatever someone else has done to have, you know, success. Like I'll see someone who I haven't seen in a while and they've, you know, dropped a whole bunch of weight and they look great. And I'm like, well, maybe I should try intermittent fasting, you know, like that comes through my mind. And I have to remember though, like that's not sustainable for me. And that's what I think everyone should, you know, think on, like, is this new habit that I'm trying to develop? Is this new way of eating that I'm trying to learn? Is this sustainable for me in the long term? Because we've seen this, like, yeah, anything works if you can stick to it, but can you stick to it for the long run? Because that's what matters. You know, this is not a sprint. I mean, if you told me you can lose 50 pounds in 3 months, but you know what, in another 3 months, it's all going to be back. I'd be like, why go through that heartbreak, right?
Yeah, I know.
So I would rather find something that I can lose slowly, that is going, I'm going to be able to see results over time, but something that I'm going to be able to sustain for life, because I want to get off this like diet train. I want to get off this, you know, this crazy yo-yo black or white way of thinking about food. And it's, I'm so happy to be where I am.
Yeah. And I think that that's huge. If you can be comfortable where you are in your body, in your skin, that says a lot, you know, and happiness. You gotta be happy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And are you gonna be happy eliminating everything from your life and living this like unrealistic lifestyle? Yeah, like I said, it's a journey. Actually, talking about journeys, I want to hear about yours, because you've lost 50 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, I was always on a diet. But then I got pregnant and I was like, oh, first time in my life, I ever don't have to be on a diet. Like, you know, like I honestly felt like I can do whatever. And I did whatever. I really did. I did whatever.
Oh, so I did. Trust me. Times three each pregnancy. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So it was, for me, it was about 5 years of being, I had four babies in 5 years. And I ended my stint as, you know, being pregnant, feeling like so far from who I was before I had babies. You know, I would go into my closet. I would look at my clothes. Nothing fit me. I remember trying on, like I would stand there for like an hour because I needed to find something that would make me feel not so large, you know? And I think it's all about how you feel. Like I don't think you have to get to a certain size to say you can feel a certain way. I think it's all about how you feel about yourself, how you feel in your skin. And I did not feel good. I did not feel good about myself. I was really, and I think this was the hardest part for me, I was really leaning on food as a coping mechanism in my chaotic life. I mean, I had these four little kids. I was also doing in-home daycare and my house was just like chaos all the time. There was nothing I could control. And I really leaned on food as a way to deal with all of that. So I was like, enough of this like crazy dieting. I need to make changes that are going to like serve me and my family. So I signed up for WW and I really just bought in. I bought into the whole, I'm going to track my food. I'm going to work on my behaviors around food, because that's where I found I was really struggling. Like you could give me a meal plan.
That's huge.
Well, yeah, this thing, like you could give me a meal plan. Yeah, I could make all that food. But when I'm stressed out, that doesn't teach me anything. I'm not going to reach for that, you know, celery stick when I'm stressed out. So I really looked at my own behaviors around food. I made sustainable small changes, like you said, just baby steps around what I was eating, how I was moving. And, you know, it took me just over a year, but I lost 50 pounds. I had this confidence that I really was missing. And I promise you, the confidence, I don't think had anything to do with that number on the scale. The confidence came from how I saw myself. And I learned to love myself through that. And not because of how I looked, but how I was treating myself.
That is so inspiring and that's so motivating. And you know what? It's the truth. If we all look at our relationship with food a little bit differently, you'd be surprised at what can happen and what changes, positive, amazing changes can come from it, not only for ourselves, but for those around us, like our kids, like, you know, our partners. We are talking about nutrition. We're talking about weight loss. We're talking about fresh starts because it is January. Don't go anywhere. We will be back with more right here on The Parenting Show. Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And joining me, I've got Emily Berkness. She's a WW coach, mama of four. And we are talking all about weight loss and nutrition because let's get real. I bet you some part of it in some way is on your like New Year's resolution list. If you've got one, if you don't have one, I bet you it's still on your mind to a certain extent. Am I right, Emily? What do you think? Do you think I'm accurate when I say that?
I think you're accurate. I think a lot of people would say They maybe aren't making New Year's resolutions, or they don't want to, you know, make the focus weight loss. But I think that the majority of people want to say, like, 2022, I want to feel better in some way. Right. And I think that honestly, feeling better, it comes from eating well, it comes from moving your body, it comes from sleeping, it comes from like adjusting your mindset, how you think about things really matters. So I know going into 2022, like I said, I'm going to be working on sleep, but I'm also going to be working on how I think about myself, how I think about the things I do, because that impacts what I do.
Absolutely. Actually, you know what? That brings me to a really good point. I know that at WW, they've got a team of scientists that are behind the algorithms and, you know, how to develop and come up with the point values for each food. But there's also a team that deals with the psychology and the mindset and our relationship when it comes to food and how it makes us feel. Am I right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a team, an amazing team of behavior scientists that not only tell like me, the coach, like this is how you should, you know, teach members to think, but they like weave this behavioral science throughout the content, throughout the program. So when we talk about adding points to your day by doing healthy habits, that's not to meet any kind of calorie goals, that's to help you with your behaviors around food. And that's really where I struggled when I first started out. I recognized like, it's not knowing what to eat. It's not knowing how to eat almost. Like that's where I really struggled. And I think a lot of people struggle with not knowing how to eat. And, you know, we use food to cope with things. Emotional eating is huge. And so we have these tools throughout the app that are going to help you, help me. Honestly, I use them every day with things like emotional eating, stress eating, boredom eating. We have these 5-minute coaching in the app. So they're audio sessions. You can access day or night whenever you need them, that are like, some of them are only as short as 2 minutes. And so when you're in that moment where you just feel like, I can't control anything, I'm just going to go eat a bag of chips, you can just pop in that session. It just kind of refreshes you and is like, hang on a second. Like, that's not really what I need. What I need now is a hug or a walk or to call a friend, right? It just kind of refocuses you. So yeah, I love it. For me, that has been one of the biggest tools WW has to offer.
I think that's huge. Just making that connection to our mindset when it comes to our relationship with food, because I think a lot of people miss the boat on that. And so, Emily, I got to ask you, as the show comes close to the end, for those listening at home, for those that want to get started, but don't know how, like, what would you say? Where's a good place to start?
Well, a good place to start would be with like realistic expectations of what you want to accomplish. I don't want anyone going into a new weight loss or wellness journey thinking that it's going to be easy. It's going to be fast. You know, you need to come into this with goals that you can actually accomplish in the short term, because you want to keep building that momentum. So make small goals around things like how much water you're drinking or what kinds of foods you're eating. Don't go into it with an all or nothing mindset, because you're already going to set yourself up for failure there. I would love people to learn from their past experiences. I mean, we all have experiences, whether we have, you know, done a diet, lost a bunch of weight and kept it off, or whether we've tried new things and, you know, failed miserably. They're all experiences that you can learn from. So if you've had, you know, these experiences where you've hit setbacks, what setbacks could you have this time, and like prepare for them instead of like when you hit a setback being like, I don't know what happened, you know, go into it recognizing this is probably going to happen. And what am I going to do when I get there? So it's kind of like taking that responsibility and recognizing like, oh, I can do something differently this time. Just because I hit a wall last time doesn't mean I'm going to hit that same wall. But if I do, I'm going to realize, okay, I could climb over that, or I could go a different direction, or, you know, I could dig under it, whatever it is. But give yourself grace and have a plan.
I like that. I like that, because it is so easy, especially coming off of the holidays. You know, I'll be realistic here. You know, did I stay like on target throughout the holidays? No, I did indulge a bit, but guess what? Because of my past and looking at how, you know, mistakes that I've made in the past, I was able to say, yeah, you know what? I did it. I don't feel bad about it. And I'm just gonna like, you know what I mean?
That's the best thing you can do. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's so funny, because it's like, for those of you guys that probably reach for that cookie and then you're like, oh, well, it's all over now. Mm-hmm. It's all over now. Pass me the pie.
Right.
Pass me the cake. Pass me the ice cream. You know, it's like, you don't need to. It's not all over. Have that cookie. Enjoy it, you know, and then move along.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world. Emily, thank you so much for joining us. So much amazing information to arm us with what we need to get started on our health and wellness journey, nutritionally. And, you know, if we can shed some pounds at the same time, that's fantastic, right?
Absolutely.
So where can people find you if they want to find you online? Where can they find you?
Well, you can find me. I am in the WW app first and foremost. I am a WWD360 coach. So if you are looking to kickstart your wellness or your weight loss journey, I would love to have you join me. You can, you know, go to ww.ca, check out all the different plans there. I am a D360 coach if you're wanting that next level support. You can also find me on Instagram. My handle on Instagram is Hey, I'm Emily B. Or, you know, if you just want to hear more of my voice, I actually host a podcast with WW Canada that you can find on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It's called WW Presents.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Emily, again, thank you for joining us. You are, you're a superstar in my eyes.
Like, oh, thanks. Pina, join me. Come join me in the WW app.
I think I'm going to have to, because I just love the community. I love the support. And I know that with community and support, you will be a lot more successful than doing something on your own. Mm-hmm. That's just a fact. It's not even that I just made it up, people. It is a fact. But that is it for us right here on the show today. Don't forget to tune in next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Global News Radio, 640 Toronto, because the New Year, New You series right here on The Parenting Show continues. Have a fantastic Sunday, and we'll catch you next week. I'm Pina Crispo, and this is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.